My guess is that everyone has had the experience at one time or another of listening to a piece of music, hearing a song that transports you back in time. For me, the experience is as if time collapses. Because it's not like I'm just remembering the past, but experiencing the past as if it is right here and now, as if it wasn't dead, but still living, at least somehow in me. The past is no longer experienced as past, but as present and still very much alive. So I wonder often, what exactly are we experiencing when we experience something like this? I tasted of this a bit at our Christmas cantata just over a week ago. We've heard a little bit of excerpts of that tonight. And I was sitting there in the pews with my wife and my granddaughter, and I found tears in my eyes. And I thought, you know, we had sung this cantata here 10 years ago when Roseanne and I were newly married, and we were both singing in the choir, and some of that was maybe flowing in my consciousness. And next I found myself thinking of my kid brother, Jared. He was born on the 21st of December. And he and Mom came home from the hospital on Christmas Eve afternoon. I was 9 years old, and I had never really been in the presence of an infant before. And I was absolutely mesmerized. For the rest of that Christmas break, all I could do was stare at Jared and feel the power of that vulnerable presence transporting me into something I had never quite experienced before. And all the while, as I gazed and gazed and gazed at him, I found myself thinking about the birth of the baby Jesus and the miracle of that as well. Jared died at the age of 26 years ago. And the mystery of all of that was somehow present to me as we listened to the cantata. And then, you know, my thoughts went to my son Sam. He and his wife Kate are here from California for Christmas. We'll be spending Christmas Day with them, with the rest of our kids and our grandkids tomorrow. And I was just present to the depths of the love within me that most of the time I'm asleep to. So what I'm trying to point to this evening is that I believe that there is more to the human experience than our march through time. There's also something inside of us which is beyond the categories of time and space. The word we use for it is eternity. And you know, we think of it eternity in the only categories that we have, which are categories of time and space. And so we think of eternity as a long, long period of time in some other location that we go to after we die. But eternity is outside of space and time. It's beyond space and time. I think it is best described as a quality of being. It's not a quantity, you see. That's what we're used to and comfortable with. Things that we can measure, right? And get our minds around. Eternity's not that. It is a mysterious quality of aliveness, of joy, of beauty, without which our human lives would be lost. They would be meaningless. And I think this is the challenge before us in our modern world, which just simply doesn't know what to do with anything that you can not count or measure. Our spiritual capacities have withered because we've forgotten how to be with that which is beyond. The richest and truest parts of ourselves cannot be quantified or measured. They can only be received, experienced, nurtured, surrendered to. What do you do with the entrance of eternity into time in the baby Jesus? Really, all you can do is just stare in wonder, which I often find myself doing, just gazing at that for which there is no comprehension. To be present to the inexplicable depths of our own hearts, and to give ourselves again to love, which is the truth of who we are, the truth of who God is in and among us. All we can do is say thank you and open ourselves to love. We're way out of balance. We do too much, and we pray and wonder too little. Doing is uptime, and it's really important. But being is of eternity, and it asks only for our awareness, our openness, our presence, and our response in love. That's what we think about tonight. Jesus brings eternity into time, and he frees us from our slavery to time and to quantification, counting, measuring everything, evaluating everything, judging everything, especially ourselves. And he opens us to what is timeless, unmeasurable, which is the deepest part of who we all are. If we were really awake, we can barely stand the power of an intimate gaze. Try it sometime. Just look at someone else in the eyes, because you're staring at the holy. We can get away with it with kids. We can get away with it with infants, because they're unashamed and they radiate the presence of the eternal. Jesus fills us with this quality of eternity, of aliveness, which brings us to our knees and radiates from us with joy, bringing us a peace which passes understanding even in the midst of the darkness and the suffering, the despair. I would go so far as to say that time, the entire 13.8 billion year unfold universe is just a manifestation of eternity. Eternity holds it all, holds us all, and gives it and gives us that unexplainable and irreducible quality of aliveness, without which there is no life. So friends, don't be afraid of the mystery of who you are, of what has been revealed to us through Christ. Mystery is our true home, and it has entered into time that our time here might be filled with this quality of beauty and love, until our lives are a true marriage of time and timelessness, as was Christ's, whose humble birth we celebrate. Maybe so. Amen.